Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's a kite, everybody. Goofballs.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Her pie hot. And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Theme.
Like a balloon, you see, it's never too late and it's never too soon. Take it from me, it's I to be
in living color.
And now it's your feel, knowing prejudice was obsolete, and all mankind danced to the exact beat. And at night, it was safe to walk down the street
in living color.
Yours and what's yours is mine.
In living color.
And how would you feel knowing everybody was different? From thin to thick and through thick and thin, an egotistical trip was put to an end.
In living color. In living color.
To uphold the moon float like a balloon. You see, it's never too late and it's never too soon. Take it from me, it's I to be.
In living color.
And how would you feel knowing prejudice was
obsolete, and all mankind danced to the exact beat. And at night it was safe to walk down the street.
It's I. Can you dig?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Today is day 913 of the greatest schmo on earth. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud innovators of products and services such as Lance Vestiges Cornmeal Nuggets and Lance Vestiges Actual Nuggets. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Even though we're not on the radio, we're a radio show a podcast disguised as a radio show. We're on Mondays for Possum Hour, Fridays for... Why am I cutting? You guys all know this. Friday night. And during the week is an actual podcast, more like a real podcast, although he's a bit wacky himself. And that's Ben J. Grimm with Clobbering Time, my partner in crime. Yeah. He owes me a check. Well, the phone lines. Wait, did I say everything I was... Did I say all the words? Yes. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's smarter than yours. My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours. My dog's better because he gets kennel ration. My dog's better than yours.
And there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
Hello, this is Chuck to remind Bill to shut up. To shut up. To shut up. 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 Shut up.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
hound dog.
Snooping round my door,
hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
hound dog.
You been snooping round my door,
hound dog.
You can wag your tail, ain't gonna beat you no more,
hound dog.
When they say that you a hot bastard, baby, I can see through that. Bad dog, but I can see through the head. Baby, I know ain't no real cool. Ain't nothing but a
hound dog. Hound dog.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hound dog.
You're just a chicken from weeping moan.
Hound dog.
You know you made me so blue.
Hound dog.
You made me weeping moan.
Hound dog.
You ain't looking for a man. You're just looking for a home. Babe, ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hound dog.
Been looking by my door.
Hound dog.
You ain't been nothing but a hound dog.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who refuses to go back where he came from, Professor.
That's right. This is my country, motherfucker. That's right. Good to be here.
I fought that introduction up earlier and I totally forgot about it until the last second, man. And I went, yeah.
I'm staying my right wickedly, here, God damn it.
My clever Gumby intro. Hold on, I'm turning the fan off. I don't need the fan. It's a nice night out here, man. Beauty.
Right.
You're not going to hear things. All right. Sheesh. Man, I booked a gig
you
in
got paid in December?
It's good. I booked a gig in January today. What the hell's up with that, man? Yeah.
Well, January.
We get some of that chill. So, how was your weekend?
That was all right, usual. Nothing big.
Sold cigars.
Hot as hell.
What was the most expensive cigar that went out the door this weekend? $20?
Actually, a $27 cigar went out the door this week.
Nice.
And that rarely
nice.
Happens.
You get a bit of taste of that? A little piece of that?
No, are you kidding me? It's jack shit.
You don't get to wet your beak?
I don't know. Jack shit I get. I get dicked around.
We'll send some of the boys over there and change their minds.
Pack to the posse.
All right.
Let's get a posse together. Take care of these assholes.
A whole slew of possums down there. We'll be like that. All right. I have one show note before we get started. I was actually clearing my throat.
There you go. That's the note.
Because this is professional fake radio. I announced Friday on the show, and our show airs at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as I'm sure you all know. And I announced that Uncle Bobo's 2020 campaign was going to sell 10 packs of branded plastic straws for $15 each, right?
There you go.
Liberal paper straws don't work. Well, uh-huh. My bad. By the time I announced that on the show, the sons of bitches were sold out already. So.
I didn't even get a chance to get mine.
I know. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered though. By the time you found out, the game was up. So. Sorry for if I misled anybody. not too far back. I had a Coke out somewhere, a Coke with a straw in it.
Okay.
Used the straw.
I can't remember the last time I had. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't drink fountain soda, so I guess you get it with fountain sodas, right?
I don't usually, but too often. But
I don't drink soda. Can't stand soda.
Well, I had a big. That was the big bowl over at Moe's. And I had to have geez, I need a Coke. I need a Coke to wash all these jalapenos down, baby. Ho, 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 ho. So, 15 bucks.
Hey.
Straws, man. Missed out on the deal of the century.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Too late.
Apple Cheeks is here. She suggested it.
Yeah.
I looked it up. Thank goodness it wasn't on my... my backup drive, which they want $1,500 to repair that and get all the shit off of it. And as we start a GoFundMe for the possum shit that's on there, we're shit out of bananas.
You should sell straws.
Fortunately, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy. This is one of the first hip-hop dance. I don't know what the fuck you call this music. It's annoying. I hate this shit.
Annoying.
And the DJ music. We'll call it DJ music because it's the DJs that play it too loud that tell me to blow shit up. So, anyway. It was too short last time. We had to enjoy it a little more, you know. Savor the kill, as it were. So,
all right.
New and improved. This is from 2014 or something, 13. The new and improved Soulja Boy. Take it away.
Hey Mo,
you.
Soulja Boy, tell. Yeah, I got the new band for y'all. Tired of Soulja Boy. You got a punch, good crank back to the side, from left to right.
Cool, man.
fucking
well, that ought to do it.
Think you used enough dynamite there, Bush?
Yes, everybody, it's time to shake. Look at that little gal out there doing that shake dance. Well, all right then, that's what I'm talking about. Well, all right. Talking about shaking on your hands and knees. Do that shake dance as you please. Do the shake dance, mama. Do that shake dance, mama. Do that shake dance, mama. Do it as you please. I've got a woman, she's long and tall. Sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Do the shake dance, mama. Do that shake dance, mama. Do that shake dance, mama. Do it as you please. Now shake it for me. Thank you. shake, mama, just as you please. Do that shake, I mean shake your knees. Do the shake, dance, mama. Do that shake, dance, mama. Do that shake, dance, mama. Do it as you please. Raise your hands high, back against the wall. With the way you shake, mama, they're sure bound to fall. Do the shake, dance, mama. Do that shake, dance, mama. Do that shake, dance, mama. Do it as you please. Play it, boy, play.
This is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Yeah, I'm storming it now, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lee Foreman.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, man.
He's a cool guy, but you got to play by the Foreman's rules. You know.
That's right. Don't fuck with him.
He's the man. I'd like to see Robert Fuller. He's still around and touring and kicking and talking about that. Because I just knew him from Emergency as Dr. Brackett. I'd never seen.
Yeah.
I never really watched Wagon Train, the color ones, and Laramie.
He's playing now.
Yeah, Laramie. I fucking love Laramie. He's great in that. That's one of my favorite odors that I never knew. The one with Hoagy Carmichael in the first season, man. Hoagy Carmichael episodes. Fucking great show. All right, that's boring people with my old man TV. That's why all the commercials are on Catheter Guy and
Bob
Woo-Boo Lady
still alive.
And
85 years
who?
Old.
Who?
Bob Fuller's still alive.
Oh, yeah. Bob Fuller. I just saw a clip. They were thanking him for showing up at some cowboy thing. Him and he's the only survivors of the show are him and the two kids, the two men that played the little kids. Everybody else kaput.
Oh, okay.
Co-star died kind of young. Kind of drank himself to death. Didn't turn out so good.
Well.
Yeah.
That's an option.
What a
that's
decent guy, I must say. Yeah. He decided to say, I guess I'd probably say it about Richard Boone, too. He wasn't that old, you know. Oh, that guy was.
Yeah.
He was hitting the bottle hard. Is Jay Silverheels alive? No, that's a good one.
Oh, no. He's long gone.
He's got it.
I think he died before Clayton, didn't he?
In 1980, he died. Clayton Moore.
You know, Ford probably
99.
Ford and Merck. Merck's probably the only one who knows who we're talking about.
Yeah, he outlived Ponto by almost 20 years. But,
Yeah, I knew he died before Clayton.
That's one of the funniest things every Christmas with the guy in the Lone Ranger story.
Yeah.
Put it up on YouTube if
you've
seen it. David Letterman.
That is funny as hell, man.
Lone Ranger story. Funny. Man, that's a great story. We're not going to tell it. Because it didn't happen to me. Anyway. And it's funny. So
I'll post it again. I'll post it again on Grenache.
Yeah, post it on. There you go. Post the damn thing. And if y'all want a good chuckle, get your gym crack out and go to Facebook.face and face up.
There you go. It's all about the face.
Man. Drinking real beer tonight, man. I got the Yinling. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to reflect badly on myself by drinking Yinling. But they didn't have 12 packs of Canadians, so it was too pricey. All
right. I got Malaysian Kratom in my coffee tonight. Malaysian Kratom.
Malaysian Kratom. Malaysian.
That's right. That's right.
Are you drinking it through one of them?
Somebody's a new man.
$15 straws?
Nah.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get yours. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I didn't mean to rub it in.
You were told too late. We were told too late.
That's an open wound. We were supposed to say the people's names and stuff.
Yes, hey. Rev up Ted. Rev up Ted.
You know, I kept stretching last Friday, and I after the show, I went, you know, I had a Becker's dance, man. I didn't do it. That's what the hole in the plan was. I forgot about Becker's dance. So.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know,
a shake dance, baby, could have been a Becker's dance. Yeah.
Yeah. It could have. I almost had Eisenhower introduce him, because it is kind of a Becker's dance. I don't know.
I don't think anyone minds.
I should have put Ike. Well, Ike probably rolled over in his grave, though. Does that. It was so awful.
How much of a case of beer
I had
in
nothing
USA,
to do with that.
Becker?
How's that? How much
how,
is a case
how
of beer
much
in
is
the
a
USA?
Case of beer.
Case? A case of beer. You mean 24 beers. A case of Canadian would run me at my grocery store.
You have to specify 24 because they sell half cases. 22 bucks.
Oh yeah, because they only sell 12 packs in the Canadian bottles.
That pissed us off when we went to the first beer distributor of Canada. I said, "What the fuck is this? Send more."
There you go. Earth's
you know,
the same. 25.
It came down as it was a conveyor belt. We ordered a case of beer. This little fucking thing comes out. Said, whoa.
Yeah. Here it's $10.99 for a 12. Sometimes it's on sale for $9.99.
Yeah, that's just natty stuff. That's not real beer.
No. I mean the Canadians go $9.99 for a 12 sometimes.
Okay.
Sure, for 12. They don't even have 12s and natties anymore. They throw three extras in there because they know you're going to need them, and they don't charge any more for it. But it's like $8.99, man. So I'd still rather have 12 Canadians and 15 natties, man.
How much is cocaine in Canada?
You know what? That's something I never
heroin.
I never purchased any. I bought a tab of acid one time. I did buy a tab of acid back in the old days.
I did that twice.
I never bought any cocaine or not. I snorted a line or two.
We've
been over this. I'm an anti-cocaine guy. I think people have to stay away from that stuff. It's bad. Bad news. People die from that shit, man. Anything people die from, that's probably not a good idea to fuck around with. You know? Just saying. Well, that's what, if there's a, I'm sorry I said just saying. Apologize for that. Colloquialism, but if there's anything you can take away from tonight's program, it's that.
There you go.
Kill you. Probably not.
Take Kratom.
And on the kindness of things. Kratom, there you go. I got to go over there. I talked to the gal over there at Beds and Heads, and they've got it.
Yeah. There you go. What
do you do? Just add it
and
in
you
your
were there.
Is it coffee? Huh? How's that?
Put it in with your coffee. Put it in with your coffee. Let it go through. You'll get it. You'll get your system quicker if you do the toss and wash, which I do every now and again. Get a spoonful, put it directly in your mouth, and wash it down.
Make sure you got that bottle of water open, though.
Make sure you got that bottle of water open. Because it's nasty. Very bitter. And you
want
to breathe it down your throat, you'll have a coughing fit. Nah.
Can you smoke it, man? No.
Nah.
Shoot.
Only by mouth. Only by mouth.
Sprinkle it on a joint and fired up.
There you go. There you go. Put it on your sandwich. Sprinkle it on, what is it you eat?
Butter and Kratom.
There you go. Put your jalapenos in it.
All right, we got to say their names, man. I mean, we've been teasing for so long. There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
She suggested. I know Ted's doing an encore. She suggested Soldier Boy, Blown Up for the final time. And I think Butch used enough dynamite.
In high school dances, I used to wait all night for them to play the old 1950 Soldier Boy. That's the only thing I could dance to, you know? Your nice slow dance. I don't look like an idiot.
Yeah, slow dance.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Now
everybody looks
like
an idiot.
Yeah,
everybody looks
all the time
like
anyway, yeah. You reach a certain age, you don't give a fuck.
Well, that's true.
I dance at funerals. I dance at funerals. I don't care. I'm a dancer. It's in my blood. What can I say? There you go.
Soldier Boy. Wah, 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 wah. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming, Ted. We hear you, sir.
Trouble was all the guys waited for Soldier Boy. So as soon as that came in, all the girls were being taken. All the guys were waiting for that fucking song.
You waiting for Soldier Boy, Ted?
There you go.
Well, come on in and tell us. Come on. Dr. Cake's here.
Dr. Cake.
Hey. Heck yeah. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And Francie's here.
Francie and Friends. Hello, Francie.
And guess who else is here? That's right. It's Maggie C.
Maggie C. That's all excited.
Oh. There you go, buddy. Yep, Maggie C. I know. He said it wouldn't be a show without Maggie C. But that's that's really not that original, Ted. We do that for Dr. K. Come up with something better next time. Hey, I'm sorry. Constructive criticism, dude. All right.
Please, your eyes.
Next up, G.T. Trenton.
G.T.O.
He's the man with the plan. G.T. Trenton. The strongest man on the internet. Ted said, but odor isn't everything. Okay. Next up, it's Murph. Monsignor Murph. Yeah. He's a. We let him hang a shingle outside the lounge. Ernie
he
of Law.
He has a show on WRIU called, what's it called? Roots? Shoots and Roots? Help me out here, Murph. That's a Friday morning.
Roots, Shoots and Ladders. No, Roots and Chooch.
Something like that. He's typing it in.
Ed.
Friday morning. I don't know what time. I keep missing it.
Yeah, he hung a placard outside the lounge. Attorney at law. It was Ransom Stoddard, though. It wasn't Mark. Roots and offshoots, of course. Gumby.
Roots and offshoots.
What are you thinking, sir?
I forgot you off. Roots and offshoots. Friday morning.
That's a faux pas.
That's
a faux pas. Like a fake dad. I know, it's a bad pun.
There you go, 6 days. Six days.
Ooh, a stepdad's a faux pas. Bad pun. Okay, all right. I'll stop with the pun. Thank you for coming, Murph. Friday.
Murph.
6 to 8.
Eastern Daylight Time.
All right.
In the AM.
That's the AM, not the FM. No, the AM. All right.
No FM.
And last but not least, it's Sinister Minister. Finance and Parking. Mr. RJ Gumby.
Good to be here.
One more for Gumby?
Thank
yeah.
you, Ted.
Okay. Good.
Hey,
he got you covered there. GT's looking forward to breakfast tomorrow. Okay, Ted, okay.
All right.
There they are, ladies and gentlemen.
He is. He's mooning for sausage hash, taters and eggs, and yodeling.
And a yodel.
All
right. Here they are, the Possum Lounge.
This is super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
On that other shore, don't rock that boat.
till I whistle for the landing on that other shore.
That boat, motherfuckers.
Well. Oh, man. Oh, GT gives it a snore. GT called it a snore.
There you go. So we'll give it a Wilhelm.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, we're moving right along. We have a caller that's been on patiently waiting on the line.
Angry guy.
I don't think it's the angry guy. Yeah. I gotta listen.
Angry
I didn't listen back to the angry guy. Yeah, he was pissed off about
stuff.
There's
a lot of angry people in Canada.
I don't know. I got to listen back, see what all he was pissed off about. He was pissed off about the border and this, that, and the other thing.
You can't believe that.
Ultimate reason they're doing. You know the cynical ultimate reason they're jailing all those people.
Besides the fact that it
appeals to racist inclinations.
Uh-huh.
No, they're making money on it. They're making fucking money on it. Those are for-profit prison cells, baby. You know?
These
creeps are making fucking money on that shit.
Yep, capitalism.
On the suffering of others,
paid money.
Who's that?
Give them all straw. Give them straw.
Yeah, I think Jeebus got a piece of one of that. All right, here we go.
Can't pray that gay away.
Hello, welcome to Possum Hour, area code 616.
Hello, it's Nifty.
It's Nifty, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
and we used to have theme music for Nifty, man.
Yeah, it was the old Flintstone tune.
Oh, yeah.
Like the old Flintstone tune.
All right, I'll look for that.
Give it another Wilhelm.
In the meantime.
Give it another Wilhelm.
A Wilhelm? Oh, man.
Yeah, he'll take a Wilhelm.
All right. This will have to do for your theme.
That's just dancing. There you go.
But I came here to tell you about a new product we plan to introduce tomorrow.
Oh.
We heard about our friends, the ones I just, their names slipped my mind right now, but the guys that have the cornmeal nuggets, what's their name?
Oh, yeah.
What's their name, the cornmeal nuggets?
Lance Vestiges cornmeal nuggets.
Yes. Well, we decided that since cornmeal nuggets are kind of unusual, that we would capitalize on them by making a equally unusual dessert. So tomorrow, sometime in the evening, we will announce Nifty's Vanilla Chip Cookies.
Vanilla Chip Cookies.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is it like a bag of chips?
Here's an idea, though.
I'm in.
On Valentine's Day, you come out with strawberry chip ice cream or chip cookie.
Can you get some for the lounge this Friday?
Probably.
The lounge is all tight.
Yep. In fact, the
okay.
We figured out that regular just plain old vanilla chip cookies made in a similar way to chocolate chip cookies would be kind of bland. So, but we figured out that if we have dried cranberries in there, cravens, crazy cravens, that they're really good.
Sounds good to me.
There's innovation, man.
Sounds good.
You know, you're lucky nobody listens to the show, or they might steal that great idea.
Actually, we kind of ripped it off of a public domain cookbook and put the Nifty's name on it, but yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like to hear. Innovation.
Put a little THC in it.
That would be That would be my mom's idea. That would be Mama Nifty's version.
I'm on the patent site right now. I'm putting a patent in for it, baby. I'm taking this idea. It's now Gumby.
Mama Nifty.
Now Gumby.
Cooking the ragu with the apron.
Mama Nifty.
Ah, Nifty.
Mama Nifty.
You put
like
some
it.
Meat on your bones, Nifty.
That's a great
Nifty.
Name.
But the only way you can put the Gumby name on this recipe is if you know all the ingredients, and I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh damn! Oh, you're holding out on me. All right. You're a shrewd one. You're a shrewd one.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called because you're the one to blame tonight. By the way, what?
What is the greatest schmo on Earth? You said it's like the 913th day of it or something.
Greatest schmo on Earth. Well, it's day 913 of something.
Well,
oh yeah.
Going on for 913 days. The greatest schmo on Earth. Last minute, you know, comedy writing, gem.
Yeah.
All right.
And
here we go.
It's 940 over 45.
And this song goes out to that guy.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. I can dig it. All right. Well, let's still spin the wheel because you never know.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Nope. Once again, we lose. And tonight is no exception because we haven't played any Red Peters probably since the holidays, I would say.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
When you think of Red Peter, you think of Christmas songs. Yeah, you think of Christmas.
Yeah.
Not me. I think of songs about oral sex. But
well,
okay.
Yeah, tonight is no exception. With Red Peter's spelling song.
Right,
you might want to get
a pad
and a paper, you know, to jot down what he's saying, and then you can read it back to everybody at dinner time tomorrow for breakfast. It'll be lots of laughs, believe me. Leave me now, hear me later. It's once time once again. In 21 seconds. No, 20 seconds. 15. 30 seconds. Wait, it's getting longer. 10. It's time once again for 3 minutes. You'll never get back to Peters.
I just spell them out.
apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
It was a dandy. And
that song goes out to the Donald himself.
There you go.
don't say the T word though, because that every time you say that word, a little baby Jeebus angel gets its wings ripped out by the roots, and it's very painful.
That's the truth too.
And tonight you came. It's funny that you picked tonight to come, Mini Nippy, because a part of gifts include some of Lance Vestige's cornmeal nuggets.
Wow!
There you go.
I think it's a year. It might be a year's supply. Who knows, man?
It's too bad we haven't rolled out our vanilla chip cookies yet, but it will be in just less than 24 hours.
Looking forward to that.
Look for that in the mail, or might be arriving by drone. I'm not sure. Okay,
we
great.
Don't know where to send it yet.
Lance Vestige. Okay, I went through these old headlines. What?
Nothing.
So stop me if you've heard this. That's going to be tonight's theme. Stop me if you've heard this coming. Got me?
You got it.
Okay. And I have a great Boop story to end with, so don't let me forget. We start off, this one goes back a little ways to last October. Students given pot brownies for homecoming votes. A 17-year-old cheerleader was running for homecoming queen and passed out some marijuana brownies in Michigan High School.
Yeah.
See, they've had the medical marijuana for a couple of years, so there's plenty of that weed going around. Woo-woo!
Okay, here you go.
Goodie bags for the football team.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Wait a minute. Tip of the brownies. I should wear my glasses when I should do the show. The tipster said some were distributed, in goodie bags for the football team. Yeah, and leftovers were used for homecoming queens. Very nice, man. You gotta love, if you're gonna get your, if they're gonna buy your vote, something worthwhile, I say.
Yeah, don't be cheap about it.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term brownie point.
There you go, man, there you go.
Man. Shevitz, all righty. Faux pas, stepdad.
Yeah.
I don't want that story. That's a terrible story. Probably why I skipped it last time. Oh, here's a good one. I think we did this one, though. Stop me if you've heard it. A baggage handler inadvertently fell asleep in the cargo hold of a plane and flew to Chicago.
He's just sounding familiar, but yeah, go on with it.
Yeah, well, he's in Kansas City, and a young guy, 27, the funny thing is about the story, I reread it, and he's 27, and he'd had a few beverages, you know, alcoholic beverages. Luckily, it was pressurized. Huh? Yeah. Pardon?
Yeah, who hasn't done that? You know, I always take a little nap in the
Who hasn't done that? Especially when you're loading luggage. I get a little sleepy and
We've all been there.
So anyway, yeah, luckily it was pressurized and heated, cargo hold, and he woke up in Chicago, kind of embarrassed. But the guy didn't, they say nowhere in the article that the guy lost his job. They said, they just kind of said, he's okey-doke, you know. It's a serious, they're concerned about the situation and they're reviewing what transpired. But,
it might not have been.
A good union.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. He was not injured, not charged in the incident, so he didn't get any criminal charges, which, I mean, you know, taking a nap's not a real big deal, but you know, they didn't really say that he got canned, and I would think you'd get canned or something like that.
I want to know if they gave him a flight back, or if he's still stuck in Chicago.
They can pay for that motherfucker.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You got your job, but you got to get your ass back home.
Give the whole new meaning to the old song, I'm on my way, Chicago.
There you go. With the brownies.
Alrighty.
Imagine someone singing that while really intoxicated. I'm on my way, Chicago.
Well, here's a real quick story. I don't really have much on this. Because it's an old story. It's from last November. Oh, on my birthday last year. A man was arrested after he drove his pickup truck into a courthouse in Mississippi. They reported that 28-year-old Cavalier told officers
Cavalier.
He intentionally crashed into the Harrison County Courthouse early Saturday because it was the best way to let them know that his drug paraphernalia had been stolen.
That would be the best way to let them know.
They found out
Keith
quick.
Cavalier.
He's charged with driving under the influence and malicious mischief and, you know, because of the damage. He's being held in county jail and it's not known if he has an attorney yet. And county offices were closed for Veterans Day. Nice. So there you go.
You know what I think? I think that story should end up on I don't know if you're familiar with Tom Rockwell, Devo Spice, from the Dr. Demento Facebook group, but he has a segment called News of the Stupid. News of the Stupid. He would probably love that story.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Keith Cavalier, Crash Truck, if you want to look it up.
Keith Cavalier.
What a name.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Cleveland Cavalier.
Worth looking up, just, it's a short article. I pretty much told you everything in it, but there's a picture of him, like, I guess, getting out of the passenger side of the truck after he crashed it into the courthouse. Nice job, man.
I like the fact that it was a holiday and they were closed. Well planned.
Shovel to the head.
Shovel to the head.
Ow!
There you go. There you go.
That's definitely a shovel to the head. We're not really burning daylight yet. Okay, that's a pair of articles we'll do some other time. That's gross as shit. Oh, I didn't read through this one, but the headline looked like the link. Okay, yeah. The headline: Florida woman arrested for throwing frozen pork chop at boyfriend.
now either we did that before, this is just another woman in Florida throwing pork chop.
Okay, we did this one. Okay, stop me. You stopped me. Good.
It might be a new one. These Florida people.
It could have been filet. I don't know.
Wasn't there a woman that stabbed her boyfriend with a duck? There's a woman that stabbed her boyfriend with a duck not so long ago in Florida. With a fucking duck.
Wasn't that Alfred Hitchcock where she hit him over the head with the pot roast and then served the pot roast to the cops while they're questioning her?
Yeah, that was a Hitchcock. Yeah. Where they ate the evidence. Yeah.
Right.
It was like a turkey leg, I think.
That almost sounds like something out of High Anxiety or When Nature Calls.
High Anxiety.
Anxiety. Alright, well, anyway, I think we did this one too. Hong Kong, World War, this is wild though. World War, easy for you to say. A World War One grenade was discovered amongst some potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
In a Hong Kong potato chip factory. We did do this one, didn't we?
Huh.
No. That's a recent one.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
I think it's a recent one.
A mud cake device was found in a shipment of potatoes from France for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Hong Kong potato chip factory buys their potatoes from France. And fucking grenade, and it blew up. They washed it off with a power washer, and it blew up while they were. So that's how they exploded.
Holy shit.
Weird, man. I think it was what?
Yeah. Especially how old?
100 years. Like 100 years. This year.
That long?
This is in February. Well, the French used the good powder. You know that. That's what they're known for.
Sneaky bastards.
Yeah, the frogs. Damn frogs. I'm having freedom fries. I'm French.
Stay away from the taters.
Xenophobe. Go back to where you came from.
Fucking,
that's what I say.
Frog eaters. Fucking frog eaters.
Yeah.
Take your potatoes. Take your potatoes with you.
As they said on the Simpsons, a cheese-eating surrender monkey.
There you go.
Yes.
Get away with it.
Actually, the Tea Partyers they adopted that. They started saying that. They got it from the Simpsons. Isn't that weird?
That's right.
Lame.
Who did? Shit. Weird and wild stuff.
Who got it?
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Who got it from the Simpsons?
The Tea Partyers.
Tea Party.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Play during they like to play. All right. There's nothing to report on the Jackson mashed potato bowl guy. Tune in Friday. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
You might trip up.
Hey, I think I know.
And
I
reveal.
Think I know somebody who lives there. We'll get them to call in.
They got me the mashed potatoes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Nothing going on with just taters. Are you all right? What's going on over there?
I don't know, man. He's struggling to escape, I think. He's miming.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. The aforementioned poop story.
Yeah.
An incredibly well-preserved piece of ninth century Viking poop exists.
Yeah, we did do this. You can keep it going.
We did that one?
Unless it's an update.
Viking.
Yeah. Big hunk of Viking.
Well, no, because I didn't get this from the old list. I saw this today. What's the date on this one?
Okay. Well, we did do it.
Date on this. We did the Viking poop.
Yeah. This
refresh our memory.
It'll cost you $11 to look at the Viking poop at the Jorvik Viking Center.
They're charging you to look at shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You think shit just grows on trees?
Well, they do that in the adult industry all the time. Only it's like $40.
Oh,
let's start talking about the present, and we did Bobo in a nutshell, man. That's enough of that. All right.
Don't stop me. No.
now back to our show.
Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down Louisiana, gonna get me a mojo hand.
I was just looking at the fossilized Viking poop.
Would you spend
they have a fancy word?
Paleo
PC. Oh, that's 11. That's British money. I think it's in British land.
Okay.
The Viking poop. The fossilized Viking poop. They have a fancy word for poop.
Or human feces. With human feces is a fancy word for poop. But even fancier than human feces is the word coprolite.
Coprolite.
The nickname for this particular piece of poop is Lloyd's Bank coprolite, or more colloquially, the Lloyd's Bank turd. There you go.
Okay,
but I share that.
You go with that.
Coprolite. I never knew. Never heard that.
I learned that when I was about 10. I learned that.
Researching names for poop, was it?
Yeah.
For you?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how is he gonna figure that out? You're like, hey, what are those? Seem to be. Because it's like when you're a little kid, you know, you mommy calls it something, and your buddy calls it something else, and everybody, you know, everybody's got a name for poop. It's like,
actually, that particular word I just found because I forgot what word I was looking at, but I happen to be in that part of the dictionary. You'll find me come up with a lot of words that way.
Okay. Yeah, we used to do that. That's how we found the word douche in seventh grade, right? But we thought it was pronounced douch. So for a whole year, we're going around, you douch. Douch.
So when you were younger, were you saying cutaway head instead of poop head to your friends?
No. I just knew exactly what it meant when I went to the museum in California in 2009. That's all.
Oh, the poop museum.
No, it was I think it was more like a general fossil museum.
Ah, okay. Ooh. No Viking poop there.
And they happen to have
the toilet after McDonald's breakfast, man. How much I can charge if people see that after a nice McDonald's breakfast? What I leave you on.
Well, it's a nice looking bird if you've ever seen it. I mean, it's a good, you know, it's a nice solid. The guy would have, it's probably eating good.
Yeah. But a lot of fiber. That's a lot of fiber.
Funny enough, on the display underneath, it has diet and health, and they kind of, they use this turd to examine the health of the Vikings. Those paleoscatologists, they're wacky.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Paleoscatologists. Who the hell?
I graduated from NYU and I had a degree in paleoscatology.
Oh, what do you do?
I look at old pieces of shit all day. It pays well, but by gosh, you need to wash up quite often.
Yeah, what's funny is even though I've never heard that paleoscatology, I know enough Greek and stuff to understand it when I hear it. It's amazing.
Scatology.
That's Ella Fitzgerald. She was a paleoscatologist, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right? Or no?
Yeah.
I get that wrong. Sammy Davis was a little scatology.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
imagine how much bad attention I would get. Imagine how much bad attention I would get if I made a jazz collage tape and called it the scat tape.
There you go. I like
it. Because it's... The reason why I got the name scat is because it's bullshit. You know, they're just going... bop doodity bop doodity beep beep. Yeah. And, you know, some are
no
some
words
people
there.
Good at it. Not so good.
Velvet fog. Velvet
it's
fog.
Bullshit. All right. It's that time again, boys and girls.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
It's apple cheek yodeling time!
Pedro Sandamara was a greaser, only Eddie, all a day. His lady love was Lulu, what a teaser, only Eddie, all a day. When the other boys would gather round her, Pedro, he would start to yell. I'm the Mexicano guy that found her, only Eddie, all a day. Don't you monkey with my Lulu, or I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get my little finger on the trigger, and I'll drill you through and through. Only a diddle dee, all over you, diddle dee. Pedro met the sheriff in the morning, only a diddle dee. The sheriff said, now, guy, just take a warning, only a diddle dee. better go a little steady, or you'll see the calaboose. Pedro said, just get that jailhouse ready. Only eight, I'm on my way. Don't you monkey with my Lulu, or I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get my little finger on the trigger, and I'll drill you through and through. Only eight, doodle dee, all over you, yeah, dee, you. Only eight.
As soon as I heard that line, don't you monkey with my Lulu, I was like, oh yeah, Miss Nifty found that song and told me about it a couple years ago, but I never heard it.
Oh. What are you kidding?
because we've dug into the yodeling stuff since long before we knew this show, because Miss Nifty's brother hates yodeling. I probably told you this. Her brother hates yodeling.
Like our good old GD.
So we dig up all the data on yodeling we can.
There you go. Yeah. That's what we're doing. That's how we toured the GTO.
I don't even remember how the fuck the yodeling thing started, to be honest.
Yeah.
Gumby Mike.
That and the polka.
Just, we did a Friday show, and we didn't want to do a yodel on Friday. Two yodels a week is gauche.
I just thought it was cool that I happened to be on the line during the episode when you finally found the yodel polka. And I just happened to be there.
There you go, right? Hey,
yeah.
What happened.
A day that will live in infamy.
Yeah. How does the chat room know that
quote.
Someone has left the conversation? Good question. No, good question. There we go. All right. Go right ahead. Okay, well, we're not ready to sing out yet. I don't know if there's any...
Yeah. So what do you got?
We have quite a few. Like I said, my other band that I'm not gonna name, we do like noise collages, and then but the regular Mini Nifty, there are some new ones coming out. The album's gonna come out pretty soon. Finally, I think. Like I said, this is a project of both of us, so we have to agree on something. But like our latest track is just 2 minutes of what sounds like a TV changing channels, but we put this really funny stuff in there instead of actually flipping channels.
Yeah, I dig.
And that's probably going to be right.
People don't know that sound. They don't know the sound of the channel changing.
Right.
So that's
something. We make that sound with a sound effect tape, and then we put our own sounds in there. Like at one point the channel flips to your show. At one point the
there
channel
you go.
Flips
that's
to.
Nice.
At, that, one, right. at one point. At one point, it flips to the Brady Bunch theme song.
There's a really cool channel-changing sound. It's the original. Nah, I don't know if it's the original, but it's like the first one I ever saw of a remote control device. And they had these big boxes, and they had these big-ass buttons on them. and you hit that thing, and it and the TV went ka-chunk to change the channel, because it actually changed the fucking channel, man. I mean, it was a totally analog situation.
Wow. Yeah, the sound I use kind of sounds like you're flipping a switch, so yeah. And then, I think there are a lot of tracks that I just haven't sent over yet. But yeah, there's a lot going on with Minionisty. There's, in fact, even some of our original music, like our score for the art gallery, we're thinking of releasing under the Minionisty name. So it's anything the two of us do, not just collages. So basically, we're a multimedia art project that the two of us are, and we're Minionisty.
That means, for those of you at home, that means more than one media. That's more than one media.
That's right.
It's two
media.
Yeah, I almost called it a multifaceted artistic endeavor.
Ooh, I like that better. Here's your never.
Multiple nifty.
I don't think multi had anything to do with it.
No,
nifty.
Yeah, Nifty doesn't know malt liquor, man, right? Nifty came on after malt liquor, man, I believe, right?
Yeah.
There he is. There's Malty.
That was after malt liquor.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a while, man. How many years now since malt liquor man disappeared? It was around the election. It was right after the election.
Yeah. So there you go, 914 days.
Yep. And let me tell you, anyone in that administration is not going to have any Nifty's vanilla chip cookies. They don't deserve
that. There you go. Good man.
Well, we've reached the end of yet another possum hour. Because our 90 minutes is almost up. That's hashtag Hagee.
I got it.
Oh, for crying out loud. If it wasn't enough to cap off the show, Ted has presented me with a nice, juicy fart.
All right. All right, Ted.
Dang, he's asleep, too, the bastard.
Oh, and back to that
good
commercial.
Good show tonight, Ted.
Back to that commercial. Does he get kennel ration?
Do they still make kennel ration?
I don't know.
Did he leave any Viking courage around? Our boy Ted?
No nuggets. What does he eat? He gets a pretty decent one. The thing about dog food is the cheaper the dog food, the more your dog's going to shit. So, you know, you're kind of doing yourself a favor for buying him. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg, but get something decent, you know. Ted farts. Ted farts. Hashtag Yinli.
Back to the. Speaking of Yinli, you may remember me on Friday. I said that the angry video game nerd helped repopularize Rolling Rock. Well, in later seasons, of his YouTube show. Like I said, this was the first TV show on YouTube. He switched to Yingling, so now he repopularized that.
All right. Yeah. They like Bobo, though. That's why I feel guilty drinking it. What are you going to do? It was a budgetary concern. Energize! Woo!
night, everybody.
Well, I fell for you, baby, gave you champagne and gin. You keep on believing you got to have two men. You got to move out, baby. Yes, move out, baby. Take all your clothes because you won't be coming back. I went to work for you, baby, pick cotton in the fall, but you take my money, have a ball. You got to move out, baby. Yes, move out, baby. Take all your clothes because you won't be coming back. You fine clothes, baby, got you looking all right. You goes out alone every single night. You got to move out, baby. Yes, move out, baby. Take all your clothes because you won't be coming back. I loved you, baby, every night and day, but you take my love, throw it away. You got to move out, baby. Yes, move out, baby. Take all your clothes because you won't be coming back.
Sponsored by Vanilla Chip Cookies from Nifty's.
Are you trying to squeeze out my boy? What's his name there? Lance Vestige?
No, we're trying to do an ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny together.
Well, you slinging guards in the morning there, Professor?
Nah, I got off.
So. You got an off day again. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Handwriting's on the wall, Chief.
Yeah.
You're on your way out.
That's
You're on
it.
Your way
I
out.
I know, man. You got that right.
Yeah, you paid your number.
I'm kind of looking forward to a fight.
Well, enjoy the day off. Enjoy the day off.
So I shall.
Take a walk in a park. I got my steps in today for the first day in like a week, man. I wasn't leaving the house when it was like 90 degrees. Fuck that.
Oh yeah.
I would melt. You could have a heart attack. You get to our age, man. You can keel over next week.
Oh yeah. Got that right.
Yeah, we kind of missed the storms here. Luckily, knockwood.
Yeah, we had it real quick here, and now it's supposed to be coming back. Twice as hard. I'm waiting for that to kick in.
Yeah, they had flooding like in Pittsburgh, so yeah.
Yeah.
It missed us by a little bit, hit east, more east. We needed that rain. I cooled things off. Beautiful day today, man. Took my stroll, felt good, you know, whistling a happy tune, flipping off the,
happy tune.
Listening to the birds. Yeah.
Give him the old spelling
okay.
Wrong.
Day to guy.
There you go.
It was a very productive day because I had a very short laundry list of things I wanted to take care of, and I forgot the last thing on there, but that was cool because it's not a big deal. I can do it tomorrow, and then the rest of the week, and I could get motivated to actually clean my gutters. Isn't that exciting? It's nice to have goals.
That is exciting.
Because otherwise, life would get boring, wouldn't it? And that's the truth.
And just so,
sadly enough.
And just so you know, on Friday, I will not be able to join you because we will be, because Miss Nifty and I will be enjoying some Motown music at a ski area, and we will be having our first taste of vanilla chip cookies.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. We're going to be listening to Motown music when we take our first bite of vanilla chip cookies.
All right.
You're damn right.
Shaft. I love Shaft, and so do we.
Well, that's cool.
And also, we've collected our cartoon music a while back, so I know this is a Top Cat music. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
TC, baby, TC.
TC.
TC. Hey, TC. Hey.
Not to be confused with THC.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That you should put your vanilla chip cookies.
There you go.
Think about it.
I bet you they'd be best
cheerleaders like it.
Well, actually, that's my mom's job. My mom is in that industry, so she can have that idea, and I will have my regular ones.
Kumquats.
I picked one. I'm trying to remember where I was 10 years ago when I picked a kumquat. I don't remember where I was.
Very cool. I don't think I've ever seen one in the wild. Yeah.
It's funny when they teach you how to program web pages in the textbooks. The samples they give are from probably not a real website, but the Noble Kumquat Growers Society. And when they teach you how to design a web page, that's the example they show. In the print books from O'Reilly and Associates, which is now O'Reilly Media.
That had to have been a W.C. Fields fan slipping that in there, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, we need something to make a website. How about Kumquats? He's laughing himself. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good, man.
My favorite is. The book about Python programming. Notice that it's called Python. It's a type of computer programming interface. A lot of their variables have names because they're Python. A lot of the variables they use as examples have names like spam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's Python.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, nerds, you know, nerds have taken over our society.
Uh-huh. Yeah. God bless them all.
God bless them.
I love nerd chicks.
Yeah. I just want to know more about W.C. Fields. I've only heard that name a few times in my life.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
W.C. Fields. And, that would be of interest to you. This guy who's blind comes into his shop. What's the guy's name? Mr. Mackle.
Yep.
Mr. Mackle. And Mr. Mackle, you know, he's getting, it's a, you know, old, you know, humor, and he's knocking stuff over. And meanwhile, this guy's over in the corner waiting for his kumquats, and he's getting all pissed off, you know, the angry guy. So, you know, he's, Mr. Muckle. He says, Mr. Muckle, oh, look out, honey. Oh, my goodness. Just sit here, Mr. Muckle. Don't move an inch. Where's my kumquats? This guy's yelling over there. You know. It's a funny scene. It's funny as hell.
Very funny scene.
I like kind of the surreal humor of it, because if it was any other kind of fruit, it wouldn't be as funny. Kumquats makes it funnier. Just the word.
Comedy Gold, Jerry.
Is that the movie, Commodore? It's a Gift? Was it that one? I
can't remember.
I think it was that one.
I just remember the scenes. I don't remember.
You have to move after your orange grows.
Yeah. These movies are so. The plots aren't really important.
Yeah, I know. They all.
It's like the Marx Brothers.
I get mixed up with Marx. Yeah. I get mixed up with the Marx Brothers. There's really no stories.
Yeah. After all, the Marx Brothers were members of the College of Pataphysics. And if you know anything, pataphysics isn't real science. It was designed to be satirical.
There you go.
But there the Marx Brothers were. Yeah, in the form. Yeah, you heard it in Maxwell Silver's Hammer. It was quizzical, studied pataphysical, or someone was quizzical, done with quizzical, studied pataphysical science.
Scatology. It's scatology. Oh, I see. I got it now. Bugging me for years, man. Bang, bang, Maxwell's Hammer.
Yeah. That song is just spooky. Kind of like the song Blueberry Muffins by Encyclopedia. It's just creepy.
I bet you Manson had something about that, too, you know. All right,
yeah.
Tommy.
It sounds like
I know he was into the
blood in the kitchen wall.
Yeah. Well, you got to know, he was after the White Album. And then, Abbey Road came out after that. Yeah, Abbey Road came out after that, because I remember the one dude who did all the killing for him said, I was listening to the Abbey Road album trying to find the answers, but he found the answers in the Hooskow with Jeebus, so good for him. He'll never see the light of day again. What do you think of that? Real quick, what do you think of the Tarantino movie rewriting history and with Charles Manson shit?
What do you mean rewrite?
He's making shit up, man. It's like Hitler dying in the Hitler dies in the bunker. Right? Hitler dies in the bunker.
That's
how it goes.
As long as the facts are all right, it's okay. But you're right about the Hitler. I mean, that was just wrong.
Okay. So you're with me on Hitler.
He might not.
Okay. Because you'll probably have Manson die in the bunker.
Then I agree with you. Just changing history. I got to see a movie first there. But yeah, I didn't like that Hitler thing, man. It was a good movie until then.
Yeah, I know. Like, why the fuck did you do that, man?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Now he has
all these
how he died. All these war
exactly.
He died that way now.
Exactly. It's not. He's like doing it for a hip audience that knows it. Well, he's hoping that knows it doesn't happen, but it could very well be that people have no idea that's not how it went down. And he just makes everybody dumber by making that movie. See how?
How come very few people complained about the movie Amadeus? I mean, that has so much wrong with it. I mean, it's a good movie, but the historical accuracy in Amadeus, more people should complain about that.
Yeah. Have that Moulin Rouge. That's a movie that pisses me the fuck off.
How about Caveman? Good night, everybody.
You got someone who loves you. You got someone who cares. You got someone who picks you up if ever you need a repair. You got someone who takes the time to listen to your prayers. You got everybody. You got someone who cares by the name of ain't your puppet stuff. Let you go when things get rough. You got everybody, you got someone who cares by the name of
Oh, puppet.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.